Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. Welcome to another ministry encounter here on God's Sedekin Radio. For those listening for the very first time, what is God's Sedekin Radio? We are an anointed, edifying, uplifting, and intimate online radio ministry, streaming live various days during the week where God's glory is our agenda. Redefined, restored, and renewed God's Sedekin Radio, the comeback. Who is your hostess with the mostest? I am Lady Nancy, here giving you the very best in radio ministry. What happens on God's Sedekin Radio? We embrace the testimonies and accomplishments of every overcomer in the body of Christ in whatever area of ministry they're in. God's Sedekin Radio are opportunists that give opportunity. You're welcome to call in with comments, questions, prayer, and to receive salvation if you don't know Jesus Christ in the pardon of your sins. While live, the call-in number is area code 646 716 6608. Press 1 for the host queue. Our theme in Scripture, Galatians 6 and 9. Let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Our guests are here with us today, and before I cue them in a little bit about them, we welcome part of the members of a group called Make a Levite. They hail out of Louisiana, and they're an indie gospel group. You can go find them on YouTube, check a little bit about what they do, go on their personal page on Facebook, facebook.com/Make a Levite, and it's spelled MeykaLevite. This ministry exudes worship and has God written all over them. I found them some while ago, and we've been kind of playing Facebook tag because I've been off and on going through my own little personal journey, but they are here with us on today. Two of them, husband and wife tag team, which I love, are with us today, Miss Felicia and Alvin Leon. God bless you guys. Thank you for being here. God bless you both.
Yes.
Well, the floor is yours. Give us your hellos. Introduce yourself one more time. Let the listeners know who you are.
Okay. I am Felicia Leon. I am one of the lead singers of Mecca. And we're here, and we just are so blessed by you, Lady Nancy. And we really thank you for this opportunity.
Yes, indeed.
As you know, things can be, you know, really difficult in spreading the gospel through our social media, but we are so blessed that God has allowed you and blessed you with the opportunity, give us the opportunity to be heard.
Yes.
On the East Coast. So we're very excited and happy to be a part today.
Yes. And I'm Alvin Leon. I'm the brain, I guess. Not as much the talent. I surround myself with everybody else who can sing and do whatnot. And we are excited to be a part of your ministry here on today. And we thank God for the opportunity and everybody else who paved the way before us. So that was an awesome track you had intro there with James Moore, Great Is Thy Faithfulness. You know, I know God, He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I just thank Him for being God in my life and our lives and giving us purpose and focus with what we call makeup.
Amen. Now, the name, that's my first question, because I love the name. When I saw the name and was watching the movie, I said, I like this. It's different. So tell us about the name.
Well, the name originated when we were seeking God for transition in ministry. Felicia and I were music ministers at our ministry here for several years, and we knew God was transitioning us into a different type of movement, and one that dealt more with the Levitical priesthood. And we were seeking God as to what the name would be, and God led us to Psalms 100. And Psalms 100 simply said to make a joyful noise. And the first two words caught me, Mecca. And I was like, wow. And through that, I was chewing on how to spell it, and because it was going to be irregular. And when we put it down on paper, it was sounding like Makia at first, but it was, we went to the phonetic spelling of it in the dictionary, which spells it M-E-Y-K, make, and then of course, and basically that motivated us to make it our business to praise God. We made it our business to praise Him.
Yes.
And we call ourselves Mecca, but the first generation group was actually called Joyful Noise. We did Make a Joyful Noise. And it was a group called Joyful Noise at the onset of everything. And things got to be rolling really good. And we just dropped the Joyful Noise part and kept the Make a part.
Right.
Amen, amen. Actually, that song, that intro, you know, I was sitting here and I couldn't figure out, because I normally ask my guests, like, what song do you like, especially if I don't have your work with me. And, you know, I sat here for a moment. It just came out of nowhere that the Lord was like, play Great Is Thy Faithfulness. And that's actually, this version is by Minister Maurice Brown out of Texas. He did that song at it was either one of the men's conference that Bishop T.D. Jakes has or the Women Thou Art Loose, one of them, but he did that there. But the song was fitting for you two. So that's why I played it, and I was like, oh, my gosh, it was so on time that you even confirmed that it was just what you guys needed to hear today. So I'm happy about that.
Indeed.
Amen. So share with us what the group consists of and when you got started.
Okay, well, we basically started August 2009. As he previously said, you know, Alvin shared that we began our journey with one other group called Joy for North. But MECA is comprised of so much more than just a singing group. You know, I want to touch on that as well. In our area or wherever we are able to go in and help to train Levites. And Levites were a part of the Levitical priesthood, you know, in the Old Testament. They were the ones that took care of the temple along with the priests. So our Levites today, we consider them to be praise teams, choirs, ushers, video, sound men, all of these things. So we offer services to go in and help whatever that ministry needs. If we need to train ushers, or if we need to train sound men, or if we need to train the praise team, we do workshops. We also do clinics to help them get to a point, you know, where they're striving to be. But we do, inside of all of that, we do have our group that was formed probably about a year later after the first group was there. And we have this team pretty much travels with us everywhere. So we've been together singing about this second group, how long? About 6 years now. And we're really excited. We have a drummer, bass guitar, keyboard, as well as, you know, to go along with the voices. And God has now given us the opportunity to release a single. We are in the process of working on that. So we're really excited about it. And we just recently gone to Stellar Awards and done some things in Las Vegas. So it's really exciting about, you know, what God is doing.
Amen. Well, I'm excited for you. I can't wait to hear what you guys are coming out with. And it's just beautiful, especially when you have husband and wife. I love the covering. The covering is so important. And you know, one of the lead singers, and you have your spouse. Are other members in the group family oriented, or is it friends? Or
Yeah, along the way, everybody is eventually a godson or daughter and or niece or nephew. So at some point, you know, everybody meets at the house, we feed them. You know, it's that family knit type situation. And once you feed them one good time, Felicia's an excellent cook. So once you eat her cooking, you pretty much want to be engrafted into the family.
I was going to say, yeah, Louisiana cook. Somebody must be the cook in the family, because I know I've heard stories. Had an opportunity. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, and equally, everybody in the group is talented. We have alto Shanika Leon. She's also a musician, songwriter, soprano Alicia Walker Seal. Singer-songwriter Travis Baptiste, he's also shares a lead with Felicia. You have Kavian Rachel, he's our percussionist, and we have Jerry Emo Jr., who is our drummer right now, and that's a part of our travel team here, the smallest unit that we have. And then from time to time, we may get some extended family members in. We've had Jamie Johnson, niece, and Cordero Johnson, who's a niece, who've shared shared the backgrounds at some point in time to kind of fill out different times of the program where you may need a little bit more weight than some other times. We haven't gotten into all the virtual tracks and such. So all we're doing now, every time we sing, it's always live singing and live music. So we haven't got any tracks just yet. virtual tracks, which a lot of musicians are going to that. And then, you know, you have to take so many people and you don't have to do so much at a time, you know, but we're yet growing.
Amen. Wow. I know you guys are going to have a lot ahead of you once you start getting things off the ground. What is your, are you looking to do a whole, like an EP or a whole CD or back?
Yeah, that's the next. Once we get the single finished and released, you know, kind of like an appetizer, then we'll finish the EP. We have about 6 songs ready to be recorded, and then we'll just get it all done. So we're excited about that, working on the EP.
Yeah, and a part about that, you know, we do a lot of studio time and such, but we, you know, have to have prayer to base anything, any decision we make. And a part of our intercessory team, we like to drop a shout out to Kendrick and Katrina Smith. They actually live in Houston, Texas right now, but they are so dedicated that they drive all the way back about 4 hours to come to our town and intercede and support us in whatever we have asked them to do. But again, none of that would be possible without, like I said, an intercessory background or foundation, should I say.
Amen. Well, we always want to open up the floor. We do have people in queue, so I do see someone that would like to talk to us. I'm not sure who it is, but we will queue them in. And we see a caller with the area code 318. Your last 4 digits are 8985. God bless you. This is God's Other Ken Radio. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, Team Makeup.
Yay.
I'm so excited. I'm the alpha of the group.
Well, welcome. Tell us your name again.
I'm Sharonika Leon. That is me.
All right. Yes. Thank you for calling in. And thank you for being here with us.
Yes.
Amen. Well, you can give your hellos, your God bless you, and your experience in the group.
Well, I mean, Maker is just, it's a lifestyle for me. We do so much. I mean, we're seen by all, and we inspire others, and that just makes me excited to be in the group and a part of this movement.
Amen.
And I'm excited to see all the stuff that God has in store for us in the future.
Absolutely. I'm excited, too. I can't wait to – I was just telling Felicia and Alvin, I can't wait to hear, like, the completed project. And, you know, I have never been in that part of America before, but would love to come down there. And
you
it's
need
just,
to come see Louisiana. You need to come on down.
Feed you. Amen. I'm putting away money right now because I was – told I need to put some money away and go somewhere and do some stuff. So prayerfully, in another less than a year, I'll be able to go places and do stuff because I'm always giving out to others and, you know, my family, and it's just me. So I got to go places. I got to meet people. I've been really working on meeting the people that I have on the show, not just talking to them. Definitely. I'm very proud of y'all. There's just something very special about all of you in this group, and I'm just so happy, you know, that we have had an opportunity to sit and share and, you know, look forward to the many, many things, you know, that you guys are going to be doing. So I'm happy that you're here with me on today.
Yes.
Amen.
We are excited to be here, too.
Absolutely. Shanika, are you staying on the line or are you just listening, sweetheart?
I'm just listening now. I had fun.
All right.
I'm just listening.
Yes. Thank you so much. Appreciate you. Oh, you guys are such a blessing. I love your sweet spirits. It's, you know, sometimes people are overly bubbly, but there's just a sweetness to you, too, and it's just so beautiful. I'm like, wow, this is so nice. So thank you again for taking that opportunity.
Thank you.
So, guys, share with me about family, fun, outside of ministry.
That's a big topic area because a lot of times people get so tangled with ministry that they lose sight of family. And actually in our travels, we want to encourage pastors to always make that component visible. And it's amazing you say that because – sometimes we go in so much to Sunday, you got Sunday service. Monday, you got intercessory prayer. Tuesday, you have prayer meeting. Wednesday, you got, you know, we have Bible study. Thursday, you know what I mean? Kira Shear wrote a song, an intro, saying every night of the church, every night of the week was a church night.
Right.
You know, and where's family in that? And we like to take time out to go places, to do things. Anytime we're running a circuit or singing in a particular city, we make sure we see sights of the city. We watch a lot of Food Network.
Right.
And in our travels, we make sure we go to Guy Ferrari's Diners, Drive-In, and Dive. So
yeah.
Whatever city we're in, we make it a point. And then we always do like a little souvenir picture behind the menu of whatever shop that we're in. So in our travels, we get a scrapbook and things like that. We try to go to big celebrations on my birthday. Apparently, I think is a theme. They surprised me with cruises to the Bahamas. They surprised me with trips to Disneyland, trips just, you know, to the beach in Florida. I mean, they try to surprise me to do. I don't know where they get this money from, but maybe it's my money. Maybe it's my own money, but, they, you know, we make it a point to stress family time and bonding and seeing how everybody is, because I think the mistake when we get into a formal setting, we stop actually seeing how everybody is really doing. You know, we'll sit into a service so often in church and we'll say, you know, we worship God and we get the scripture reference and then we'll dismiss church, not asking anybody, how are you really doing? You know,
right.
And that's
right.
The thrust of what we do. When we get to talk to people, we just sit them down and say, well, how are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a technique that we actually learn from my spiritual mother, Dr. Nancy Perry,
right,
of Shabbat
right.
Sanctuary. She wasn't, yeah, in Dallas, Texas. She, you know, as talented as we were or are, and the things that she's seen us do, she was not concerned with any of that stuff, but she always asked this question, how are you doing? You know?
Wow.
And I was like, wow. And it's like, wow, you don't see that in ministry. A lot of times it's, okay, come sing for me, come do this, and, you know, come grow my church and all this other stuff, but... You know, that's one thing I've noticed that we need to have more of in the body of Christ.
Right.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Amen.
And so, yeah, so, you know, yeah, so that's our position on family.
Can talk.
And,
George, you can talk.
Yeah,
man.
Family is fun. And, you know, in the middle of that, we'll write some songs. You know, in the middle of that, we'll sing, we'll do some rehearsing in the middle of all of that. And we tried the car wash thing once upon a time to generate funds, but that wore us out so much that everybody just started donating money. So it was too hot. Yeah, they got weary.
Wow, man.
Yeah.
Oh,
so it, you know, and I know you say family. It's hard to separate Mecca and because pretty much everybody is family. We're all related some type of form or fashion, or God kids. So a lot of the trips that we take for ministry, we also take them. We also go on trips just for fun. But a lot of times the ministry trips, like he's saying, we will take time out and do things on the side, you know, to kind of have some downtime. So, you know, that's why it's kind of all blended here. But we do take aside family moments too.
Amen, amen. Now share with me your walk with the Lord and what it means to you.
Okay. Well, I guess I'll start first. My walk with the Lord, I am 40 years old. So I started at a young age. You know, my mother who passed 2 years ago, this past March, she passed 2 years ago, introduced me to the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And, you know, my walk began, you know, through going to church and all. But I was always kind of different as a child from what she would say. And she would always say, I talk. But bringing you to now, where I am now, my walk with the Lord is just getting sweeter and sweeter. you know. As I grow naturally, I continue to grow spiritually. There are so many different things. You know, we'll never, ever learn everything there is to learn about God. Once we feel like we've gotten to a certain point and we know a lot, He'll always open up another aspect. So I confessed my call to ministry in, I think I was about 17 or 18 years old. That was back in about, I think, 1994, 93-ish. And then after that, I preached my first sermon in 1996. Well, then we met Dr. Nancy Pierre from Shabbat Sanctuary, Dallas, Texas. That's our overseer. And she opened up my prophetic ability to a whole nother realm. So it's been wonderful, and it's been great on this journey. And I just thank God for where He has brought me from and where He's going to take me to. Alvin?
I play music, and that's pretty much it. No, I love the Lord Jesus Christ with all my heart and all my internal organs. And, you know, I'm just curious about His mysteries. You know, when I got put on to Christ, my grandmother took me to the book of Revelations. And that was a book where a lot of people in the old day, in the old church, it was like, well, you're going to lose your mind. You go in that book there, son. You don't need to be reading Revelation. And I was so young, I didn't know the difference, but the Spirit of the Lord spoke to my heart through Revelations. And it's weird to say that's where you would start your journey. And then she backtracked me to the 23rd number of Psalms. So at that early age, I was introduced to Christ through end time prophecy, rapture ready church, through the beast from the sea with seven heads, and, you know, God coming back for His church. You know, that's when I started my understanding of who God was. And she fell ill. My grandmother fell ill, and she passed. But I felt so helpless personally. But I knew of a man, come on, somebody,
yes,
that could change night into day and day into night and turn up into down and down into up. And so I said from that point forward, after she transitioned to be with the Lord, that I would do everything I could to get to know this man called Jesus. And it's just been a wonderful walk, and I've tried to find His mystery in the music. You know, David was a psalmist. He ministered so where he would chase demons away just from his music. People would get healed just from hearing his music, and that's been my pursuit, is to, when I play, is not to play something that makes you feel good, but it's something to heal you, something to run away a demon, something that's going to change somebody's mind about their way of living. That if they hear me play that, okay, I don't want to go back to that life of sin. And it sounds crazy because it's just music, but that's the mystery of it. And so I made it my business to try and seek out that mystery and to find out who God is in music, in song, and to integrate that into our singing component, which is the singing group.
Hey, man, you better go ahead, because I feel Jesus right about now. Oh, have mercy. And that's what we do. We allow Him to have His way right here on the airway. And so people, when they listen in or go back, that they get some kind of hope and inspiration and
right,
be like, I need, this is about, I need to know who this man is. But my God,
right,
whew, I praise God for this man. You know. Go ahead. Hey, go
man.
Ahead.
No, I was just basking. I was just, because He's good. God is good. And, you know,
yes,
a lot of times you hear musicians sampling music and from, you know, from different genres, you know, but that is like a one-dimensional type effect. You know, God taught us about how to enter into His course with thanksgiving and into His course with praise, into His gates with thanksgiving, into His court with praise. Is He deals with dimensions. And then we have to find out, if we really want to seek Him, how do we get to that inner court? And
mm-hmm.
I think that's where you have to really – seek God for the originality you need to do to go to a deep place with Him.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's Amen. Kind of the thrust of what we do, you know, is how do you play? A lot of times the music I play deals with a lot of orchestral strings. You know, the Bible calls them the sounds of Zamar. And that instrument is biblically and historically known to chase away demons.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, music is not music if it's not changing your life, you know, if it's not inspiring you, if it's not changing you in a way that is positive. You know, the enemy has used this for years. I've heard and done research and studies that a lot of people don't even use drugs to kill people anymore. They just listen to a song to mess their head up to go shoot their own mother even. You know, it's not even much drug oriented now. It's music.
Mm-hmm.
So music is very powerful.
Amen. It's time for us to take back some stuff because Lord knows this entertainment world out there. I said, God, I want an opportunity to minister to the entertainment world because all y'all doing is just entertaining yourselves right there. They just don't understand. Yes, it's
right.
Yes, your talents
right.
are everything. But God was the first orchestrator. And if we could just
right.
do it for the, how much more will the people's lives change?
Right, right. And like I said, it's dimensions. That's just one dimension.
Mm-hmm.
It's,
mm-hmm.
you know, one dimension that makes your flesh feel good. You know, one dimension makes your, you know, makes you kind of move and bop your head. That's just the first dimension. The second
right.
dimension might actually get you to think about the condition that you're living in. Third dimension is like, I want to change.
Right.
You mm-hmm. know, it's been documented that certain minstrels have played and people who were blind, their eyes, blinded eyes have come open, literally, you know. It's amazing.
Absolutely. Amen. Well, I pray that whatever y'all do, whew, Lord have mercy, let the miracles begin, because it ain't
Amen.
That they're not happening. It's just a different place that it ought to come from.
Right.
And we thank,
right.
thank God that, you know, the things that y'all were taught coming up and haven't deterred and just seeking the Lord even the more to come up with the music and the sound and everything to make those things happen, because this is the season that we need to stay in, because everything out there is such a tug of war now, because we're seeing so much of the bad that we're not, people are not
right.
expecting
right.
to be a certain thing anymore. And this is where we, you know, the kingdom of God have to take the authority and take it back into the things that we do. And I pray God just open up mega windows for y'all. I'm telling you,
Amen.
There's something about y'all. Ah, hallelujah. I just thank you for the opportunity to even be here, because you guys are amazing. They haven't
Amen.
Even seen anything yet. I mean, just for the originality, you know, I want God to put his persona in everything that y'all do. And when you do
Amen.
It, just wholeheartedly. And do it as unto the Lord, as you've already been doing, but just give him something extra, because there's some things
yes.
that y'all want from God that y'all need. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Yeah,
and he's
Lord.
A through your mind. Yeah. Hallelujah. God, I thank
yes,
you.
Lord.
Y'all are so amazing. There's just something very, very special about y'all, and I thank you. Hallelujah. Sweetheart, your mom passing, I know it was hard, but God is going
mm-hmm.
to give and he's going to bless you with somebody, if you haven't already found someone that's going to fill her shoe, and you're going to be like, this is my mom reincarnated. But God, he is going to hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He's just do it
yes.
for you. In those times when you don't even tell your husband how you feel, hallelujah, he's going to just mold you and make you into this awesomeness of a singer. Your vocal cords haven't seen anything yet, and God is going to bless you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And he's going to share with you some things that you guys haven't even attempted to do through music, and he's going to work with you, and he's going to take you through this swiftly. It's going to be such an ease. So the struggles y'all worried about, God says, don't worry about it. He's going to give you everything you There ain't going to be struggles in this one because so many people have gone through so much, even people that you know. But God said, mm-mm, this one ain't stopping. I'm going to cross that track, and he's going to put the barrier, and he's going to block the enemy, and he's going to come through for y'all. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He's going to
put you
measure. Hallelujah. Thus saith the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, God. Glory to your name.
Glory to God.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Receive it.
Hallelujah.
Receive it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
We just honor God on today.
Yes.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank him.
Thank you.
So worthy, God. Mm-hmm. You guys are amazing. I don't even know y'all,
amen.
But I'm like, whatever. Whew. It's no question about him being priority in your lives. And I just thank God for the opportunity that you guys have given us. And I thank you so much for being here. Is there anything you want to share? Anything? Please don't forget to share with the listening audience about where they can look you up at, how they can connect, and all that good stuff.
Okay. We're on Facebook. You can find us on Facebook if you search our Mecca Levite, MeykaLevite. We're also on Instagram at Mecca Levite as well. And we are also on Twitter at Mecca Levite as well. For any booking information, you feel free to dial 318-663-8990 to book us as well. Those will be, oh, and also YouTube at Mecca Levite if you put that in. We want to also share, we did, God blessed us here in this region to produce a television show, which is named Go Beyond, kind of similar to what you have here. And we just sat there. Pastor Monte DeMars was the host. And we did that for about, what, a year or so? That's on YouTube as well. If anybody would like to go see that and view that. They have some topics that I think you'll find very interesting on there.
Amen.
Well,
y'all, we have had a moment to talk with husband and wife, Alvin and Felicia, from Mecca Levite.
Yeah.
We cannot when everything is done and the single is out, you got to come back and share so we can promote the music.
Yeah. And we want to say this too. We are so grateful,
so grateful
to you,
so
Lady
grateful.
Nancy. We
the hostess with the mostest.
<That's->
We are so grateful to you.
Yes.
For this opportunity and allowing us to come on your show.
Yes.
I mean, it blessed my spirit so much to
awesome.
Hear, you know, when you contacted us and you said you love the sound, you love to see what God was doing, and you just, I mean, you know, we're blessed by our ministry because so many times, you know, we put videos out and we put things on YouTube, but we never know.
Yeah, you never know.
If anybody's affected or impacted, and it was such a blessing to us that you know, way in New York. I mean, we're in Louisiana.
Right.
And, I mean, we were like, wow, you know, and to hear, you know, that you were blessed by it has really blessed us. So we thank you so much for this opportunity.
Oh, you're
so
welcome. Absolutely. I generally don't always just pick people because they sound good. I pick them because I want to hear God through them. And not that they don't serve God, or I'm not judging their lifestyle or nothing like that, but it's just something that I do because we want to, we don't quench the spirit. When God shows up on the internet radio show, that's what we want. We want him to show up and show out, whatever it may be, whatever they may be, you know, whether I receive, whether you give or I give, however it is, that's what we want. We want to promote what you do. We want to encourage you to keep going, and we want God to speak to your ministry.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. We are so grateful. So grateful,
yes,
for the opportunity. And absolutely, we know that my mother-in-law, she's listening, so we want to give her a shout out and tell her how much we love her.
Okay, yeah. My mom in there. What? Mama.
And know her.
Mrs. Annie B. Leon, the original church lady, First Baptist Church on North Street.
She had called me before we started, and I mean, she's been such a blessing to us.
Yeah, she made sure I played that piano, if nothing else. Boy, get in there and play that piano. Hi, Mom.
Oh, hi. I don't know you, but hi.
Yeah, so she's really been instrumental. She was one of my teachers when I was growing up, and I didn't know I was going to marry her son, but she was always sweet.
School teacher.
Yeah, school teacher. She just helped me. So I'm grateful to her as well for standing by me through it all.
Dang.
And standing by us.
Oh, amen. That's awesome. Well, before we go, we would just, whether I do it or you do it, either way, we always offer the opportunity just for someone to know Jesus Christ and the pardon of their sins. So we would love for either one of you to send the invitation out today, if that's okay with you.
Yes, that would be fine.
All right. Well, the floor is yours.
Okay, to anybody that's listening and you don't know Jesus and the pardon of your sins, we want to offer you, introduce to you our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who came to the earth. He died for our sins. It does not matter what you've done, or you may feel like, you know, you've done so much bad that you cannot come to the Lord. But in John 3:16, it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." He loved us. God loved us so much that he sent his Son Jesus here to die for our sins. And we want to invite you, if you're there and you're listening and you want prayer, or if you want to queue in and accept Jesus, or if you just do it from your heart, we want to take the opportunity to lead you through a sinner's prayer and have you accept him today. Just say, "Lord, I come to you in Jesus' name. I accept your Son, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
And I ask you to forgive me now of every sin, every evil deed, and every shortcoming that I've committed.
Yes.
Lord, I thank you now for this opportunity, and I thank you for your Son, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen."
Amen.
Amen, amen. And if you don't have a Bible, get one. We come from the version of King James out of the book of Romans, chapter 10, verses 9 through 10, that if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved. So we always give that opportunity for someone listening that may come by to the playback that doesn't know Jesus Christ. I always wondered what my arena of how to share salvation, because sometimes, you know, when you meet people, you don't know what to say to them. You don't know how to get it to them.
Right.
But it's a mass offering through the internet and by way. I always thought, like, God, what if I'm not witnessing enough? What if I'm not sharing enough? But, you know, we give the opportunity every chance we get. Before, I used to forget, but now I don't forget, because that is the agenda, not just to have the people come, but to share Jesus too. And we just want your heart to be right with the Lord in these last and evil days. But I thank you guys. So much. You guys are amazing. Yes, team makeup. I pray you've enjoyed yourself, and I told you you're going to have a great time.
Yeah.
To my listening audience, I see you on my cue, Lady Donna. And her name, I think it's Shanika Leon. Thank you. The outro of the group was listening. I appreciate you for calling in, and everyone out there, Peggy Pearl, a few people I've met actually that listened to the show when I was doing it a couple of years ago. I can't believe it's been a few years now. Oh, my God, I've known them. They listened in and was, Daryl Cole used to co-host with me. And I'm not sure if you've heard of him, but he passed.
Yeah.
And gave me a little bit of his life here on God to the King Radio 2 days a week. And
wow.
The young lady came and listened, and I actually had the opportunity to meet him a few years ago, and I'm like, wow, God, okay. And but it was amazing. So to all the listening audiences and the ones who, I was actually off the air for just a little bit because I had a health issue arise that I was unaware of, and I couldn't talk as long as I normally, you know, could because of the condition that I was having. But make a long story short, I got sick a few weeks back, and I just had some radiation. I was having some pain in my face, and the pain was, like, so excruciating, shooting down underneath my eye, through my cheekbone, and into my teeth. So I thought it was the dentist. Long story short, no, it wasn't, but they did an MRI to rule out trigeminal neuralgia. Now, that is some painful stuff. That's a nerve that's in your face, and when it's compressed, the craziest pain. And they did an MRI of my brain and found that I had a non-cancerous brain tumor that was pressing on the nerve. And even though I was off the air, people were still listening, and I was looking at the numbers like, what? So I was like, okay, God, you know, that they still listen even though I wasn't on. And now that I'm back, and even today the pain tried to kick in, I said, oh, no, we about to have church today. No. So, that the pain has subsided, absolutely subsided since we've been on the air. And I'm so happy that you guys have been here.
We're going to believe God for your healing, continued healing.
Absolutely.
Amen.
I do too. I believe this is a miracle season. I just believe God. I do. People are like, but you know, no matter what I've been through, I just, you know, David said, I will bless the Lord at all times, and the praise shall continually be in my mouth. How I feel, I give God praise because I believe him, and I'm looking for my miracle, and I believe him for miracles in this season. Absolutely.
Amen.
Amen. Well, thank y'all again for being here. Y'all have blessed me so. I just thank y'all so, so much, and appreciate you so, so much. And everybody, listen. Can share that link with everybody. It's downloadable. So
well, now we're gonna add you to look. You get added to the bio now.
Hey, amen. Amen. Any last words before we go off the air?
No, everything's good. How about you, Steve?
Amen.
I think that all is well. Amen.
All right. Amen. Well, thank y'all once again. All right, listening audience, I pray you have been blessed today. Then, my listening audience that's listening, those who dialed in are listening by way of phone, computer link, however, thank you. We're getting out of here with one of my favorites because today has definitely been a royalty experience. Byron Cage and Royalty, God bless you all. Until next week, God's Vatican Radio, Lady Nancy, your hostess with the mostest.
Nobody like you. We're in the presence of
Lord. In the presence of
Lord. And Lord, when we reflect on who you are, Jesus, we have to lift our hands and open up our mouths and say tonight, we can't just sit here with our lips closed when we realize you for who you are. You're sovereign forever, God. We're in the presence. Love.